When we think of spiritual growth, I think of two verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul speaks of the progress in his own life. In verse 24, don't you know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? You must run in such a way that you may win. So there are two things I want you to notice here. One is, Paul is speaking to one of the worst group of Christians that lived in the first century. The Corinthian church was the worst church. You know what all they had in their midst? There were people in that church taking each other to court. There were a whole lot of people in the meetings getting up and screaming away in tongues, trying to impress people, all fake. And there was a man living in sexual sin with his stepmother, and nobody was doing anything about it. And when they came for breaking of bread, they would have their potluck, they would bring their lunch with them, and they wouldn't share it with the poor. Have you ever seen a church like that? I mean, I've seen some bad churches, but not something like this. And he's telling this church, you can come first in the race. Isn't there hope for every one of us then? Are you as bad as what I just said? You're not as bad. And he said, you can run in such a way that you win the first prize. I mean, you would think that such a church, there's no hope. Forget it. There's no hope for you fellas. He says, no, there is. Even now, if you repent and turn around and start running, God will forgive your past. And I want to say that to anybody here who is discouraged or who feels condemned that you are not making it or made some blunder or mistake. You're not as bad as this. Okay, we all made blunders and mistakes. But think of this church. And this book is kept in the New Testament to encourage us that you can run in such a way as to win the first prize. But you may say, if there's a church of 200-300 people, how can they all win the first prize? This is the amazing thing in the Christian life. In the worldly races, one person wins. That's what it says here. Only one receives the prize. But you, all of you, can run in such a way as to win. That means you can all come first. It's an illustration. But he says, if you want to do that, you got to be a little self-controlled or disciplined. It says in verse 25, everyone who wants this first prize exercises self-control. That means self-control is when self wants to go forward, you put the brakes. Or like when a horse is trying to go off in some other direction, you pull the bridle. There are some wild horses, before they are caught, who are very fast, very fast. But they will never win a race in a horse race. They'll never win a race in a horse race, even though they're very fast, because they are not disciplined to obey the one who's sitting on top of them, the jockey. And then another horse who's not so fast wins the first prize because it just obeys the jockey, and the jockey pulls the bridle this side, the horse goes this side, and the jockey kicks the horse with his leg, the runs faster. So he says, you must be disciplined if you want to win the first prize. Discipline in our life is the thing that most Christians need and which they don't value. They don't love it enough. They need it, but they don't want to pay the price for it. But he says, as far as he's concerned, Paul himself, Paul is such an amazing man. He wasn't committing all these sins that these people were doing. And he'd done so many wonderful things. But he still says, I run, I discipline my body, verse 27. I make it my slave. That means I decide what my body is going to do. My eye is not going to decide what it is going to see. I decide what my eye is going to see. I decide what my hand is going to write. My hand may want to do so many things. I decide what my tongue is going to speak. That's the meaning of I make my body my slave. Now, generally speaking, in the world, most people are slaves of their body. Whatever the body desires, if it's some dirty lust, they go for that. Even in eating and drinking, there can be a very indisciplined way of doing it. I'm not talking about physical health alone. It's good to be disciplined in the area of physical health, but he's talking about a spiritual thing here. That I discipline my body not just to keep myself fit, but that I don't look at things which I shouldn't be looking at. I hold back there. That I shouldn't say things I shouldn't be saying. I hold back there. That means I pull that horse, that wild horse, and discipline myself, and then I'll win the prize. Otherwise, he says, Paul says, I can be a great apostle, verse 27, but I can be disqualified. So that's one thing. And the second thing I want to show you is in Philippians 3, where he again speaks about the spiritual progress we heard of from one stage to another, to another, to another. Never stopping but continuing, Paul says in Philippians 3, he says, first of all in verse 8, I count everything in this world as loss compared to the value of knowing Christ. That is how he comes to saying, I'm pressing towards the mark, verse 12. I haven't attained it yet, verse 13, but I press towards the goal, verse 14. I forget what lies behind, verse 13, and reach forward to what lies ahead. I see two things there. One, first of all, he's not satisfied with his spiritual growth. Now I want to urge all of you, my brothers and sisters, never be satisfied with your spiritual growth. I was born again 58 years ago, but I can say before God today, I'm not satisfied with my spiritual growth because I see areas in my life where I'm still not perfectly like Christ. So I want to be like Christ in those areas also. There are areas where God has helped me to overcome certain things, but if I keep looking back at those things, oh, I've overcome this and I've overcome this and I've overcome this. You know, those who look back in a 100 meters race will never win. And those who keep looking back even in a marathon race will not win. Paul says, I reach towards the goal. I don't keep looking back saying, how many miles have I covered? I don't keep looking back saying, what all have I overcome? The best way to hinder your spiritual progress is by looking back and congratulating yourself on what all you've accomplished. Paul says, no, I forget, verse 13, I forget what lies behind. And I'm reaching forward. And if some of those things you heard today, maybe some of those areas you've already achieved something, good. Don't look back and congratulate yourself. Just press on. Look at the areas where you have not conquered and move on. I mean, it's just like in a school. If a child is in the sixth standard, he doesn't keep revising addition and subtraction and glories that in second standard he got 100% or third standard he got 100%. He'll never make any progress that way. He, a good student is actually going ahead of his class and reaching forward and say, I want to think of the things in mathematics and science I've not yet learned. I want to go ahead. So that's what Paul says, I press toward the goal.